Following the discovery of America, Europeans sought new opportunity and religious freedoms on its shores. Most notable among them were the Puritans, who left England to establish a religious covenant with God away from the persecutions and conditions of their mother country. The Puritans were especially aware of the importance of America in the Lord's work, and Jonathan Edwards, perhaps the greatest intellectual among them, made a stunningly accurate prediction during the First Great Awakening about what would soon unfold in America. Think about this. This was given in the mid-1700s. Quote, "This new world is probably now discovered, that the new and most glorious state of God's church on earth might commence there, that God might in it begin a new world in a spiritual respect. And it is worthy to be noted that America was discovered about the time of the Reformation, or but a little before, which Reformation was the first thing that God did toward the glorious renovation of the world, after it had sunk into the great depths of darkness and ruin under the great anti-Christian apostasy." Going on with Jonathan Edwards' prophecy, again given in the mid-1700s, "And if we may suppose that this glorious work of God shall begin in any part of America, I think if we consider the circumstances of the settlement of New England, it must needs appear the most likely of all American colonies to be the place whence this work shall principally take its rise. And if these things be so, it gives us more abundant reason to hope that what is now seen in America, and especially in New England, may prove the dawn of that glorious day. And the very uncommon and wonderful circumstances and events of this work seem to me strongly to argue that God intends it as the beginning or forerunner of something vastly great." Close quote. Soon after this great awakening, America won its independence from Great Britain and in time established the U.S. Constitution, which provided for political and religious liberty. America did not accomplish this alone, however, for the hand of Providence had been manifested many times in its behalf. James Madison, one of many of the founders who testified of this miraculous power, wrote, quote, "It is impossible for the man of pious reflection not to perceive in it," the Constitution, "a finger of that almighty hand, which has been so frequently and so signally extended to our relief in the critical stages of the Revolution." Close quote. President Ezra Taft Benson had this to say about the Constitution. "Every Latter-day Saint should love the inspired Constitution of the United States, a nation with a spiritual foundation and a prophetic history, which nation the Lord has declared to be his base of operations in these latter days. The framers of the Constitution were men raised up by God to establish this foundation of our government. For so the Lord has decreed by revelation in these words, I establish the constitution of this land by the hands of wise men whom I raised up unto this very purpose and redeemed the land by the shedding of blood." That's the end of President Benson's quote. The Lord said that our divine constitution, quote, "belongs to all mankind, and that it should be maintained for the rights and protection of all flesh according to just and holy principles." Close quote. Again, President Benson wrote, "The Constitution of the United States has served as a model for many nations and is the oldest constitution in use today. For centuries, the Lord kept America hidden in the hollow of his hand until the time was right to unveil her for her destiny in the last days. Our Father in heaven planned the coming forth of the founding fathers and their form of government as the necessary great prologue leading to the restoration of the gospel." That's the end of President Benson's quote. Similarly, President Wilford Woodruff declared, "Those men who laid the foundation of this American government were the best spirits the God of heaven could find on the face of the earth. They were choice spirits and were inspired of the Lord. Close quote.